Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1740 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Winston Churchill, and it is, a lie goes halfway around the world before the truth can get its pants on. So today's nugget of wisdom is, a lie is quick. I don't know of a time in history where this quote has been more accurate than today. With instant information worldwide, self-proclaimed social media experts, and the 24/7 news cycle bombarding us with negative news, the lies are fast and furious. It is nearly impossible to know if the information we absorb today is truth, mixed truth, or purposeful deception. Unfortunately, it appears that almost everyone is proclaiming that their version of the truth is accurate and trying to destroy anyone who disagrees with them. We even see those who are Christ followers spreading disinformation and condemning those who disagree with their viewpoint. This should not be. Yet even with this disarray of information in the world today, we can take comfort in that God is the author of all truth. So if what you hear elsewhere does not line up with God's word, then it is not truth. So don't be discouraged or be faint of heart. God's word will prevail, and his truth will win out in the end when Christ returns to establish his worldwide kingdom where Eden will be restored, not as a garden, but encompassing the entire globe. And our passage for today is Romans chapter 14, verses 10 through 13. So why do you condemn another believer? Why do you look down on another believer? Remember, we will all stand before the judgment seat of God, for the scriptures say, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bend to me, and every tongue will declare allegiance to God. Yes, each of you will give a personal account to God, so let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that you will not cause another believer to stumble or fall. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,739 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you would also like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.